Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Today, let's understand the meaning of the shloka. The shloka that we are going to decode today is Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvighnam Kuru Me Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. The first step in Anvaya, that is understanding the meaning of the shloka, is Padavibhaga. That is, identifying the padam or words in the shloka. Therefore, the padam or words in the shloka are, first one is Vakratunda, second one is Mahakaya, third one is Surya Koti Samaprabha, fourth one is Nirvighnam, fifth one is Kuru, sixth one is Me, seventh one is Deva, eighth one is Sarvakaryeshu, and last padam, that is ninth one is Sarvada. The second step is understanding the meaning of each padam that we have done in Padavibhaga. So, the first padam or word is Vakratunda, which contains two words, namely Vakra and Tunda. Vakra means curved trunk. Tunda means trunk. This is the superficial meaning. There will be deeper meaning also, which can be obtained or gained from Guru, Shastra, Bhashya, that is commentaries. As Guru Garu said in Ganapati Vaibhavam, for example, the deeper meaning of Vakratunda is Vakran Tundayati iti Vakratundaha, where Vakran means obstacles or Vighna and Tundayati means breaking down. Therefore, Vakratunda is the one who is capable of breaking down the obstacles. Second padam or word is Mahakaya, where Maha means big and Kaya means Sharira or body. So Mahakaya is one who is having big body. Third padam is Koti Surya Samaprabha, where Koti means crore or infinite, Surya means sun, Sama means equal, and Prabha means glow or shine or brilliance. So Koti Surya Samaprabha means one who is having brilliance equal to the glow of 1 crore suns. This completes the first line of the shloka. The fourth padam or word is Nirvighnam, where Vighna means obstacles and Ni is added as prefix. Nikara always opposes the actual meaning. Example, Nirahankara meaning no ahankara, Nirvikara meaning no vikara, etc. Therefore, Nirvighna means non-obstacles. Fifth padam or word is Kuru meaning do. Sixth padam is Me meaning for me or mine. Seventh padam is Deva meaning God. Eighth padam is Sarvakaryeshu, where Sarva means in all and Karyeshu means activities. So Sarvakaryeshu means in all activities. And last padam, that is the ninth padam, is Sarvada meaning always. So by getting knowing the meaning of each padam or word, you will be able to understand what whom the shloka or sutra is describing. The third step is rearranging the padam or words to make a sentence, vakya. So when we rearrange the words to make it a sentence, for our understanding, it will be Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Deva Sarvada Me Sarvakaryeshu Nirvighnam Kuru. In a nutshell, the meaning will be, O God, who is having Vakratunda, that is curved trunk, Mahakaya, huge body, and who is Koti Surya Samaprabha, having brilliance of 1 crore suns, always in all my activities, there should not be any obstacles like that you do.